From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. While many Planned Parenthood and Human Services programs may be facing funding cuts, both on a federal and state level, for the time being, similar services available locally are hanging on, hoping for the best. Kristen Blomberg is Director of Family Planning in Cook County.
Our funding is primarily provided by the Minnesota Department of Health, and I've been informed that our current level of funding has been included in Governor Dayton's budget. It's just a matter of that moving through the legislative process and being approved.
Blomberg said cuts could reduce her hours, which are just 2 days a week, but more importantly, cuts could affect the services her office provides. These programs can generally be described as reproductive health services.
We are contracted with the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic to provide reproductive health exams, and we provide contraceptives, greatly reduced from what's available on the retail level. Basically, contraceptives have become cost prohibitive for most women, and most insurance companies I'm finding don't cover contraceptives at all. I would say of my clientele, probably I serve a third to a half of my clients are under 21.
The demand for family planning services is not going down.
No, I definitely over the last few years have seen a demand increase, probably because of the economic downturn, but also because of the trend of insurance companies refusing to pay for contraceptive services. You can expect to pay between $25 and $70 a month, birth control.
Kristen Blomberg is at the Family Planning Office in the North Shore Building, Mondays and Thursdays, 9 to 5. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has confirmed it will issue only half the number of moose hunting permits this year than last. As reported last week, the area moose population has dropped to just 4,900 animals, a decline from last year's estimate of 5,500 and down from 7,800 the year before. This will prompt the DNR to issue just 105 bull moose permits for this year's two-week October hunt. That's down from 213 permits in 2010. In another decision, DNR Commissioner Tom Landwehr says the agency will not protect radio-collared bears from hunters this fall. He said earlier this week that making it illegal to harvest radio-collared bears would be largely unenforceable. Bike racks, a new park entry, and site improvements dominated the Tuesday Grand Marais Recreation Park Board meeting. Park manager Dave Terstig told WTIP bike racks are imminent.
Downtown business district is, we feel, in need of some bike racks. You know, we've got the state bike trail going right through there on Wisconsin Street. And with Harbor Park to the right and businesses to the left, you might need a place to park your bike. Those being in Harbor Park and then Boulder Park. Simple little rack, but we were going to rely on some industry advice. The local bike shop is on board with this. Low impact, small, in terms of, you know, 6 to 8 bikes.
Terstig said it was a busy meeting for park capital expenditures. He said the board put together a list of top projects and an upgrade to camper sites is most important.
Site upgrades was on the top of the list. You know, it's something that's business driven. We're in the business of camping down there. And so we've got 20 sites targeted for this upgrade, a sewer connection, improved pads, improved aesthetics, perhaps there'll be a little bit of landscaping going on, but it's really in the groundwork.
Future full hookup sites with water, sewer, and electricity will be phased in over the next several years, probably 20 at a time. There still may be snow on the ground, but it's not too early for area artists to plan ahead for the Hovland Arts Festival right in the middle of summer. The dates are July 2 and 3, from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Festival coordinator Marcia Lacey explained how the event started.
Sandy Updike and Mary Jo Flack were the ones that started it. It's been going about 5 years.
Lacey said the festival is a high point in the community and draws people from all over the area.
It is such a wonderful get-together. We have a tent of music all day long, both days, one band after another. And so it's just a wonderful community get-together. We have people from Canada even coming down.
This year, organizers have opened it up to the whole county.
We're doing something different this year. We have room to expand. We would really like to see wood carving, more painting, pottery, different kinds of crafts.
Hovland and Grand Portage artists have a May 15 deadline, after which the event is open to all Cook County artists. Deep snow across much of northeastern Minnesota has pushed the Winter Severity Index, or WSI, higher, according to figures released over the weekend by Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Many locations are now over the 100-point level. 1 point is added to the WSI each day the temperature falls below zero, and another is added for each day the snow depth is greater than 15 inches. 8 northern sites all have readings over 100, including Isabella and Poplar Lake on the Gunflint Trail. A moderate winter has a WSI reading of between 121 and 140. A moderately severe winter comes in with a WSI reading of between 141 and 180. The DNR says so far this winter is looking more like a moderately severe one in the mid-range between 150 and 160 reading if the deep snow persists through March. Poplar Lake comes in with 128 compared with last year's Winter Severity Index reading of just 68. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.